is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Uncompromising quality, reliability, comfort, and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods, built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership. See the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Mr. Knickerbocker isn't just a store, it's a lifestyle. Shop 100% collegiate licensed tailgating items, gifts, decals, apparel, pet products, hats, and more for all Clemson sports all year long. With four locations to serve you, shop Clemson on College Avenue or the Lifestyle Store, Seneca at Hartwell Village, Greenville on Woodruff Road, or online at MrKnickerbocker.com. Like and follow on social media for new product launches and more. Mr. Knickerbocker, a Clemson tradition store since 1973.
Introducing the new My Plan from Verizon. With My Plan, you pick only the perks you want and save on every one. So you get exactly what you want in your phone plan and only pay for what you need. And today, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro on us when you switch with Select Trade and an Unlimited Plus. Get iPhone 14 Pro with My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your Verizon. $9.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with ported. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trading conditions and additional terms apply.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Do, 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 do. Hey, what you gonna do when you gotta pee? You're gonna call Royal Flush at 238-8800. We've got your porta potties. We've got your event trailers, too.
Call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800 or visit them online at royalflushtoiletrental.com.
We'll even pump your septic tank for you. Call Royal Flush because we're the king and queen of clean. So what have you gotta do, 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 do? Call Royal Flush.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. We have miles to go before we sleep. Let's get back to it. But before we do, you are saying, Ramona, that I need to tell the good people about my friends at Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber, bring superior fiber gigabyte internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking register interest, join the network with the fastest internet speeds available over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 per month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HD TV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory prices. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at upcountryfiber.com. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking updates, see areas currently under construction, and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. All right, back to Morgan Thomas. All right, is he locked in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Morgan, so you assembled a list.
Yes, how many, I got a list.
How many on your list?
So I got to 20. I got 20 teams and 20 players for the running backs.
20 teams? What do you mean 20 teams?
Well, you know, we were going to talk about the...
Okay. All right. We'll leave that table. Alone. All right. Who's at 20 on your list?
So I've got... I'm liking Tennessee's Jalen Wright.
Okay. Why?
You know, I do feel like that him and Small, they had a good combination. I think they're going to continue it. And Tennessee, even though they're a big passing game, passing attack, they really actually like to establish the run as well. So I'm confident that he'll do well rushing the ball again.
Well, it's a Baylor offense, so they do run the football. All right, did not make my list. Number 19.
So then I've got I'm going to stick with the SEC here, all right? This is hard for me to do, but and they're one of my better groups, but I'm going to go with Georgia's Kendall Milton. I think he's one of the better, or he's the lead guy in their group. It's going to be running back by committee, so it kind of worries me that maybe he won't get as many touches as I'm thinking, but that's what I got.
Well, plus they're a pass-first team now, and honestly, their strength isn't that group of running backs. Their strength this year is their receiving core. They have the best receiving core I think they've had in Georgia football history. And they don't have a quarterback that can extend plays and run either. So I get that, and if you're going to go in that direction, that's about where you would put him. I did not put any Georgia running back on my list. They did make my team list, but I did not put any individual Georgia running back on the list because I don't even think you can separate them right now. I'm not sure he's the best back on that team. I don't think he is, but he probably was last year. So we'll see how that plays out. But that makes some sense. I mean, that's definitely a way you could go at this point in a list. By the way, and just catching up, I had Justice Haynes and Marcus Cooper tied at 25. I had Frank Gore Jr. at 24. I had Logan Davis, the new LSU starting tailback, formerly with Notre Dame, at 23. I had Phil Maffa at 22. I had Carson Steele, the new UCLA back, MAC transfer, rushed for over 1,500 yards. He's replacing Charbonnet, who went to the NFL. And at 20, I had Richard Reese of Baylor, who rushed for over 1,000 yards as a freshman last year. All right, so that catches us up, I think. Who is at 19?
19 was Milton.
Okay, who's at 19, I have Catron Allen of Penn State, who's just a super elite rising sophomore. All right. 18. And by the way, what makes Allen great is his Le'Veon Bell-style patience as a runner, really unique as a freshman running back, just as a natural instinctive ability to let blocking develop and to stay patient. In fact, Singleton has been studying him and his ability to run between the tackles for that reason. So that's why Catron Allen makes my list, and I have a feeling he should be higher, but go ahead, Morgan. All right, 18.
Oh, man, now I'm really wanting to do Reese now, but I didn't put Maffa on my list or Reese, so now I'm kind of regretting my picks here.
That's all right.
But I wrote.
There's not a correct answer. There's a subjective element to this.
Yeah, I can't erase them because they're in ink. So I'm going to go with it. Roman Hemby from Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, he did nothing his first year, I think, and then had like 1,000 yards rushing his second year. So, I got to think that he's going to continue that.
Well, plus they lost some pieces in the passing game, so they're going to have to do something else. So that's a possibility. That's a fine call. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a guy considered. Number 18. Or was that 18?
So you didn't have him on. You didn't have him on your list.
No, I did not. Number 18 for me is.
I feel like.
Good.
I mean, I feel like, you know, he would be a number one guy. So that, I guess that's why I kind of put, I lean more towards number one guys on the teams versus, like, say, Phil Maffa. But yeah.
Okay. Number 18 for me is Mayan Williams, Ohio State. Williams rushed for 900 yards last year, took over for Ohio State, averaged 6.4 yards a carry in the Big Ten. Physical force, 230-pound back. Again, you know, one of the things that we forget about that Georgia-Ohio State game is Ohio State was missing both their starting tailbacks. They didn't just lose Marvin Harrison. They didn't have either starting running back. Williams started the game, carried three times. He was hurt coming in, and that's all he carried in the game. And he's getting a lot of press preseason, and I get it, but he's not the best running back. He's not the most talented running back on his own team, and that's Travion Henderson. Henderson's just much more explosive, gives you the element to go 80 yards. So I like Mayan Williams, but he's the second best back on his own team and part of one of the best pairings of running backs in the country. Mayan Williams makes my list at 18. Go ahead,
Mayan. All right, I'm going to go up. I think this is 17 for me. I'm going to go with Jarquez Hunter from Auburn.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got a situation where you have a great new coach who believes in balanced offense and the ability to run the football. So that'll work. I went with Ray Davis of Kentucky, the artist formerly known as Ray Davis from Vanderbilt. And his real name is Rayhan, but he just has shortened it to Ray. He rushed for nearly 5 yards a carry in the SEC last year, playing for Vanderbilt. Now he'll be the starting back at Kentucky with quarterback Devin Leary. And he's a compact 5'9", 230-pound type. This guy eats nails. I think he's going to be great at Kentucky. They lost Chris Rodriguez to the NFL, and obviously they have a new quarterback. But I think the O-line will be better too. But, you know, listen, if you can rush for nearly 5 yards a carry at Vanderbilt, when it's the only thing you can do, you're going to be better than that at Kentucky with Kentucky's O-line.
Yeah, so I'm kind of following you on my next one. I'm a little bit below. I had him just a little bit under where you had him, but I'm going with Kansas. I know you're a fan of Kansas. Last year they did really well. I'm going to go with Devin Neal. I think he was just bare. He's about 90 yards over 1,000. Yep. Is what I have. So, you know, I think that's a good workhorse there for Kansas to continue in the next season.
Yeah, well, you know, Neal is not a thick guy. He probably, I don't know, I'm probably 195 or something, but he's explosive. He does run through contact, and he's part of a great quarterback, running back duo. I also have Neal 16th, by the way, same exact spot. So I have Devin Neal at 16. 15, Morgan.
So Neal was 16 for me. You had him 16? Okay. So then 15 for me is I'm going to go with the guy that's going to be helping out DJU, and that is Damian Martinez from Oregon State.
Yeah, I like Martinez. I like him even more than this. I think Martinez is a physical force. When a freshman comes in to a major conference and takes right over and rushes for 1,000 yards and his final six games of the year, he went over 100 yards every game. I think big things are in store for him. Plus, you have a football school who, under this coach, really believes in the running game. So, yeah, I think that's a good call on your part. As I said, I have him even higher. 15 for me was Trey Benson of Florida State. I actually feel like Benson should probably be higher, but this is a really tough list to make. Benson is a Benson's a really unique guy. I think he led the country in yards after contact. He averaged 6.43 yards per carry. When you watch him play, he doesn't look spectacular other than guys just keep bouncing off of him. They do not bring him to the ground. And again, I think he may have led the country in yards after contact last year. And he's going to have a very big year for Florida State this year, no question. A team that a lot of people are picking to win this league. So Trey Benson, number 15. 14, Morgan.
So that's where I had Frank Gore. You know, I think he's one of the best running backs in the country, to be honest. I mean, I would love to have seen him, love to see him in like a Power 5 conference to see how he can do, but obviously he has that pedigree.
Yeah, I like Gore. I'm not ready to call him one of the best backs in the country. I just think, in watching him all year, I didn't see anything spectacular from him until the bowl game against Rice, and so he made my list, but not as highly as you have him. 14, I have Audric Estime, the Notre Dame tailback, rushed for over 100 yards against Clemson. That's the kind of thing that impresses me. Forced the other star running back there, Logan Davis, to leave, and he's a guy who weighs 230 pounds, and he gets his shoulders squared. He's extremely decisive. He's sort of a one-cut runner, and he gets downhill, and then you're in trouble. And he thinks he's the best player in the country. He thinks he's going to win the Heisman Trophy, and he thinks he's the best back in the country. So he's very, very confident as well, and he is sort of a wrecking ball. You know, he's 5'11 and 230 pounds, and as I said, if you can rush for 100 yards on Clemson, you're pretty good. Notre Dame employs all that duo blocking up front. They do a nice job with it. But I like Estime. I think Estime is a tough back. Number 13.
I think I feel like he's the type of guy that anybody in the country would want to have on their team.
Yeah.
He just bulldozed over Clemson's supposedly best in the country defensive line at the time.
Yep.
Just really made him look silly. And in a lot of ways, struggled to recover from that, and nationally hurt the image of Clemson's defense in a big way because of how bad they were able to dominate that game. I do feel like they have a good stable there, too, to keep him healthy. But the funny thing is, I have Notre Dame very high on my group running backs, but I don't have any Notre Dame running backs in my top. I don't know why I did that, but... For me, number 13 is Carson Steele, UCLA transfer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what he can do at the next level, but I mean, he just ate up a chunk of yards last year, so I have to feel like in the Chip Kelly, scheme, he can continue.
Yeah, I had him in the 20s. I think I sort of need to see it outside the MAC conference. You know, again, he was a star in the MAC, but didn't do a ton of damage against any sort of name team. This is not your typical looking running back. He's a thick kid. He's a big kid. He looks more like a fullback at an option school, except that he has long blonde hair. We'll see how that works out. He's replacing a really talented NFL back who was the third best back in the draft in Charbonnet, and they're going to need similar production out of him. I'm not sure he's Charbonnet. I don't think he is, but I do think he's going to be productive. He runs hard and he's physical, so that's a fair choice. Number 13 for me is Alton McCaskill. Health is all that separates McCaskill from being top five. When McCaskill came into Houston 2 years ago as a freshman, he was one of the best backs I've seen in 20 years in college football. A 215, 18-pound freshman with incredible explosiveness and elusiveness. He was all that in a bag of chips. Then last year, early in the spring, he blew out his knee, tore his ACL, and missed the season. He's back. He's had a long time to recover. It's a year and a half injury to me in terms of full mental belief in it. But he's a really smart guy, too, and he is saying he's stronger and better and faster than ever. If that's true, then Deion Sanders made a huge acquisition in landing Alton McCaskill because he was a really special runner. And Deion's landed a pool of like five or six runners. It's not hard to see what he's doing. He's trying to make Colorado the fastest team in the country. That's what he wants to get to, and we'll see when that happens. But if McCaskill is healthy, he is a truly unique special player who would be higher than this on my list if I knew he was 100% healthy. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing, crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Call my friends at Canty. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. They're the best. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. I'm joined by Morgan Thomas. We're talking running backs, running games, everything to do with the running backs and running games. Quick break.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800. Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life by experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air, serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit EstesHeatingAir.com today for more information.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Like a golf match made in heaven, EZ-GO and R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports have what you're looking for. New and used, rentals, sales, service, and parts. Hook up with R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports. With locations in Seneca and Anderson, family-owned, with pickup delivery available. Along with factory-trained techs and lithium battery conversions, R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports and EZ-GO. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, Highway 123 in Seneca.
I mean, if you like crisp nacho fries covered in bold Mexican spices, then you have to try Steak Chili Verde fries. They're like nacho fries, but with grilled steak topped with spicy Verde sauce with kicks of jalapeno and lime. They're basically the younger brother of nacho fries, who's better looking, smarter, makes more money. But nacho fries has like 53 more followers, so it evens out. Steak Chili Verde fries are here. Get them today, only at Taco Bell.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
This is The Roar, the home for everyone good enough to make varsity. 105.5 and 97.5 FM, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I'm rejoined by Morgan Thomas. We're talking running backs. Meanwhile, Tennessee is playing Charlotte. That game just started. Leadoff batter for Tennessee walked. Number two hitter hit a shot to right center, but it was run down. So we have a runner on first with, is that one out, Ramona, or two outs?
Two
outs now. And there's a single. So runners at first and third now with two outs for the Vols. Back to Morgan Thomas. All right, Morgan, where did we leave off? We were at number 12, right?
Correct, yeah. I have Trey Benson, a guy you mentioned earlier. I have him a little bit higher up. You know, he was the first in yards per carry in the ACC, 13th in college football. So I think he is going to be a guy that Clemson needs to pay attention to when they face off against Florida State this year, because he's a legit threat at running back.
Yeah, no question. 12, I have Will Shipley. Not sure what it is with a lot of Clemson fans, but I think the real issue is Will Shipley is not Etienne as yet, and Clemson fans are disappointed by that. But, you know, this guy rushed for 1,200 yards, had 38 catches, I think, and really wasn't healthy. So I think he's capable of so much more. I think he'll find more green grass in this offense. And hopefully the wide receivers block a little better, because you don't have any big runs without wide receivers blocking. And if you get some wide receivers blocking and the offense functions as I think it will for Will Shipley, I think you'll see more 50, 60-yard runs. So Shipley is 12 for me. Number 11, Morgan.
I'm going to go with Bucky Irving, a guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
Really like his style. He's over 1,000-yard rusher. And, you know, playing over there in Oregon, I think they got a lot of momentum and confidence with their new coaching staff now going to their sophomore year. And so I look to see him really do well this year.
Yeah, Irving is a sensational player, one of the more sensational players in the country. Is insanely good in space, is incredibly dangerous. You know, not a big back, more of the satellite back build, but rushed for over 1,000 yards, and I think he's just scratched the surface of what he's capable of. And he should have an enormous year, both as a runner and receiver in that Oregon offense. And he is going to be like Mr. Excitement. So if you want another sort of these, if you're a degenerate looking to lay some money on another dark horse Heisman candidate, Bucky Irving might be that guy. All right, we are at 11. 11 for me was Damian Martinez, the Oregon State running back we've already discussed. Martinez is a physical force, coming on a rising sophomore, rushed for over 100 yards in the final six games of the year, and plays in an offense that wants to run the ball. Tennessee has taken the lead in the first inning, by the way, on Charlotte. Just a double up the gap right center. So the Vols up. Excuse me. Number 10, Morgan.
So I'm going to go with someone that I thought you had really underrated in Mayan Williams. You know, that combination there at Ohio State is really scary. 6.45 yards per carry, 12th in the nation, you know, all Big Ten guy, and a big bruiser as well. I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Yeah, again, the reason is because he just doesn't have NFL explosiveness. He's not a guy who's ever going to give you, sorry, 60-yard runs. It's just, it's not who he is. He's more like 5 yards in a cloud of dust, which worked well for Ohio State. I just wonder if Travion Henderson is back and healthy, how much the workload Mayan Williams is actually going to get, because there's no question Henderson's the more talented back. All right, and that brings us to 10. 10 for me is Rasheen Ali of Marshall. I'm taking a risk here because, again, when I first saw Rasheen Ali as a freshman at Marshall 2 years ago, I thought he was one of the three or four best backs in all of America. Just sensational. Rushed for nearly 1,500 yards, had 45 catches, was just so insanely good. A 6-foot-plus, 200-pound back with long speed. But then last year, he just went away. I don't know. I still don't know. He went away. And there's some personal element. Later, they tried to make it seem like it's an injury, but I don't know that it was. Regardless, the guy who filled in for him had a really good year and went to the NFL, but Rasheen Ali is back, and he's again at the top of their depth chart. And it's a little bit risky because I still don't know what led him to depart from college football for most of last year. He did come back and averaged like 6 yards a carry for, you know, the short time that he played last year. But I'm expecting to see the Rasheen Ali of 2 years ago. And the Rasheen Ali of 2 years ago is 100% top 10 back in the nation. It's just nobody knows it. He won't be on any of your lists because, you know, the lists suck. 9, Morgan.
I'm going to go with Donovan Edwards. I actually went to school with a guy named Donovan Edwards in Anderson, but almost a 1,000-yard rusher. Extremely difficult to bring down. He's a threat in the passing game, too, but he just keeps his feet moving. And, you know, I mean, part of one of the best, if not the best, duo out there.
Yeah, Edwards is explosive. He averaged 7 yards a carry. That's pretty good in the Big Ten, and again, part of that was when Blake Corum went down, but, you know, they utilized both guys, whether Corum is healthy or not, and Edwards should be a 1,000-yard back in that offense, in even if it's as the number two back. So I have Donovan Edwards number 9 as well. Number 8.
All right, now I think you're going to call me crazy on this one, but you have him very high up. Former five-star guy, 1,000-yard rusher, Nicholas Singleton from Penn State is 8 for me. I just want to, you know, I know he's great. Don't get me wrong, but I do want to see what he can do his sophomore year. You never know with the sophomore year, but 6.8 yards per carry, second in the conference. You know, I mean, he can do, you could argue that he's the best out there.
Yeah, so I will call you crazy because I think there's a chance that Nicholas Singleton is the greatest back in Penn State football history. And this is a history that goes all the way back to Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell, two of the greatest NFL backs that ever played. They both played in the same backfield at Penn State. Goes all the way to Saquon Barkley, includes so many great backs like Kurt Warner, not the quarterback, this is with the C. The Seattle star, DJ Dozier, so many backs have been great backs at Penn State. I think Nicholas Singleton may be the best of all. You know, when when Saquon Barkley was just a freshman at Penn State, and I had already warned people about Zeke Elliott 2 years earlier, Elliott was now starring, and I came out and I said, I got news for you. There's a better running back than Zeke Elliott in the Big Ten, and it's Saquon Barkley at Penn State, and he had not played. He had just played a few games, and I said he is more talented. And again, when healthy, he's one of the most talented backs in history. I think Nicholas Singleton may be better than all of them. You're talking about a 227-pound back with amazing long speed, and he just gets it. He's an ultimate leader. There are articles being written right now about how, as a sophomore, he's the leader of that football team, and how he just thirsts to be better, and the things he's doing to be better in every area. And he's already just unthinkably good. And he's part of a two-pronged backfield, obviously, with Catron Allen, who also rushed for 1,000 yards and was also a freshman. But I think Singleton is, barring injury, Singleton goes over 1,500 yards rushing, and he's just going to be an incredibly complete football player. There was only one guy for me who I could even consider above the talent that Nicholas Singleton is in my mind. So we will have a disparity of viewpoint there, because I think Singleton, if not for Quinshon Judkins, I think Singleton's the best back in the country, and I think Judkins is one of the best backs I've seen in 20 years. And by season's end, that may change in Singleton's favor in terms of how I view it. So you had him at what number? 7?
Well, can I move him now?
No, you could. I had him at 8. You could. No, look. Okay, we're at 8. Okay. I was just trying to figure out what number we're at. That wasn't a commentary on where you put him. 8, I have Bucky Irvine, who we've already spoken about. Again, he is. Honestly, in terms of fun to watch, Bucky is probably the most entertaining running back in America. So that Oregon offense, I'm telling you what, you know, I know Georgia destroyed Oregon in that first game last year. I'm not sure Georgia wants to play Oregon this year. I think the outcome would be very, very different. Very, very different. Like 50 points different or whatever it was. Number 7.
All right, this is one. I didn't see your list before, I promise, but I got number 7. I'm going with a guy who hasn't played yet, and that is five-star guy that Clemson was going after. That's C.J. Baxter.
Yeah,
supposed to be the next, the legit real deal replacement for Bijan Robinson. So I'm buying the hype. I followed him during the recruiting trail, and you know, I mean, he is an electric running back.
Yeah, I think it's a good call on your part. You're talking about a 6'2", 220-pound back who's going to start from day one at Texas, is absolutely going to rush for over 1,000 yards barring injury. He's a patient back, which is rare for a kid that age, a little like Catron Allen of Penn State in that regard, but he's a bigger back. My only concern about him is he runs vertically, and that means you're going to get hit. And it'll be interesting to see if they work with him at that a little bit, because I'm a little concerned about that element, but I'm not concerned about the player. The player is a big time talent and belongs in that area. 7, I have Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen was a disappointment to me last year. He rushed for 1,250 yards, and he was a disappointment to me, because he's such a physical force of nature. He has great long speed for a big, powerful back. I just need him to open his friggin' eyes, because he just runs into too many defenders. And the funny thing is, he didn't do this as a freshman, not to this extent, but he's got to improve his vision somehow, because that's the one thing that is holding him back. I mean, there's not a bigger physical force in the game than Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen's the biggest physical force at running back in all of college football. It's just, he just... honestly, last year it looked like he was running blindfolded. So I'd like to have him higher than this. That's Braylon Allen of Wisconsin, but I can't right now. Six, Morgan. Oh, we had to take a break. Quick break. I'm joined by Morgan Thomas. Tennessee is up on Charlotte 2-0.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Get a scratch-made Cajun Filet Biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's bow time.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options. And best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Unapproved credit.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Whether you're a business owner, single investor, or retiree, financial advisor Greg Wells of KOE Financial is here to help you plan for your future as your personal financial engineer. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investments and financial goals. Visit KOEfinancial.com for more information. KOEfinancial.com. Offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with KOE Financial.
Keeping track of your teenager's whereabouts can help deter underage drinking. Here are some helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Ask the five W's. Where are you going? What will you be doing? Who's going? When will you be home? And will there be alcohol? Your teen will be more open to honest conversation if they feel you're asking because you care, not because you distrust them. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage, it's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. By the way, I would suggest you go listen to the start of the show. It was all Clemson baseball, and that's what we did for the first hour of the show. It's right there, so if you missed it, I'd go back and listen to it. All right, Morgan, we are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. You can actually join us. Tennessee is still up 2-0. We've been updating scores as we see them all day as well. And that is in, what is that, Ramona? The bottom of the second? Bottom of the second, I believe. Tennessee up 2-0 already, and they have two runners on. So off to a good start on the road. Morgan, where do we leave off?
I'm at number six. Also, you yelled at me the first hour a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you did join at the beginning, yeah. Yeah, much of that was about your disdain for Clemson baseball, which, yeah, so, but yeah, it was all Clemson baseball. All right, Morgan, number six.
Oh, I'm going with the man, Will Shipley, Clemson. Whoa,
look at that.
I know you had him down probably a little bit. I think you had him at like 12. Yeah, so he's one of the best running backs in the country. I know a lot of Clemson fans, pick on him for not being having that breakaway speed at the end of runs. But he's first team All ACC guy, so over 1,000 yard rusher. He's going to do it again this year. Again, I agree with you. A lot of the negative sayings are just people who are comparing him, and that's it's the thief of joy.
I think there's something to that. I think Shipley is going to have a big year. So we'll see. I do think Clemson's got two talented running backs. People are asking me about all these running backs. Tester asked me, Mafah, a top 35, 40 back. I have him at 22. So, yes. 100%. All right. At six, I have Travion Henderson, the aforementioned Ohio State back. Just a really gifted back who should be a great NFL back as well. Very explosive. If Travion Henderson is back fully healthy, he gives Ohio State a dimension that they do not get with Mayan Williams. So we shall see. Vols are up 3-0 as we speak, keeping our eye on the happenings of college baseball. All right, number five, Morgan.
So for me, I've got Henderson there. When he was healthy, as you mentioned, almost 1,200 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's incredibly gifted back. At five, I have C.J. Baxter, the incoming frosh to Texas. I think Texas is going to make a big jump for the first time ever. I have been down in Texas for as long as I can remember. I'm high on this Texas team, and I'm high on C.J. Baxter. I'm high on Sarkisian as well. So Baxter, number five for me. Number four.
I'm going to go with a guy you already mentioned, Braylon Allen. I mean, he's a Wisconsin running back. What more do you need to say? 230 carries, 1,242 yards, 11 touchdowns. I think he'll do it again. Actually, I think he might do even more because of the change in the coaching staff. I think it benefits, obviously, the offense. And, Wisconsin's going to always have those offensive line to back you up and to lead the way. So,
well, and look, here's another reason for that. They're going to be able to throw a forward pass this year, you know, which they have not been able to do. So that'll take some of the pressure off of Braylon Allen. He won't be facing 8-man boxes every single game. You know, they're going to have to. Defenses are going to have to be aware that this team is going to throw the ball under Longo. So that's going to spread them out and create some running lanes for Braylon Allen that maybe he didn't have. And maybe part of why he seems to run into every defensive player on the other side. So I would expect to see some of that. So I think it's a good move. For me, 4 is Blake Corum. Corum rushed for 1,500 yards last year. He is a sensational back. Just a tough as nails 5'9" guy. Obviously coming back from injury, we'll see about his readiness, but Corum is a sensational football player. This is actually, honestly, Morgan, this looks like the best Michigan team that that Harbaugh has had and the most dangerous team. This is a team, if there's ever going to be a Michigan team under Harbaugh that wins the national title, it will be this one.
Wow, that's saying a lot. I mean, they've been very close for the past couple of seasons.
They've been there, but not necessarily competitive.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think Jim Harbaugh just has to get over that hump. I've always thought that he couldn't do it, but maybe changes my mind this year.
Yeah. Look, I think he's proven something already, quite honestly, in these last couple of years, getting his teams to the college football playoff for consecutive years. And again, I think this is clearly the best team he's had, because you have an experienced returning athletic quarterback in McCarthy, and you have the two-prong running attack, which is one of, if not the nation's best. So I think that's where it is for Michigan. I think this could be a more dangerous, more legitimate Final Four team. By the way, the Vols now up 4-0. So making short work of Charlotte thus far. We're still in the second inning. The Vols scored 2 in the first, have scored 2 in the second, and still have 2 on with 2 out. That's a whole lot of 2s right there, Ramon. That's a lot of 2 action right there. All right, number 3, Morgan.
You didn't have that on your betting card there,
yeah.
All the 2s?
Yeah.
You know, and also with Michigan, I feel like that McCarthy – needed that failure. You know, I feel like maybe he could take that and really, you know, improve his game going into this season.
Well, and he has talent. He's got a pretty good arm, and he's athletic and a tough kid. I think there's a lot to like about him, and I do think there's another whole level to his game that we have not seen yet. And again, he rushed for 400 yards or so. He helped make that backfield better as well.
So for number 3 for me is, you know, helped by the quarterback, and that is Rocket Sanders, Raheem Sanders,
yeah.
KJ Jefferson combo there. I think you have to go with Sanders as somebody who individually almost had 1,500 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns, obviously one of the best running backs in the country. And I think any list that's a serious list has to have him in the top 5.
Yeah, I have Sanders 3rd as well. I mean, you're talking about a 240-pound back with good long speed who does function off Jefferson as well. And once the shoulders get squared and he gets downhill, he is a very difficult guy to bring down. And so, yeah, and that combination is dangerous. My only concern about Arkansas is that they are – I think they return 8 total starters, and that's my only concern about Arkansas. That and the fact that I think it's going to be a really interesting year in the SEC with some legitimate challengers to Alabama on that side, most notably LSU. And we're going to learn a lot about LSU and Florida State in the first game of the year. I mean, that's incredible to think we're going to have that game 2 years in a row, first game of the year, but this time around, both with top 10 teams. You know, last year was a 1-point game. This time around, both top 10 teams.
So for me, number 2 is a guy you mentioned as well, Blake Corum. when he's healthy, he's an electric guy to watch. He's just an exciting running back to watch. Again, another guy who's almost 1,500 yards. And I have Edwards and Corum in the top 10. So I think that kind of shows you that how I feel about Michigan's running back room tandem there. I mean, they are number one for me.
Well, again, if you look at the Big Ten, there are three schools that have pairs of elite running backs. And they're the only league that has anything like that. So I think it's going to be a really interesting year in the Big Ten. I think those teams are loaded. And I want to see how that all plays out. Two for me, as I already talked about, is Nicholas Singleton. I think he is... I think the two most talented backs in college football are Juckins and Singleton. And I want to see what that all looks like this year. And again, Singleton is sort of sharing time with Catron Allen. Now, they have nobody behind those two guys right now, but they'll have some reinforcements coming later. So we'll see how that all plays out. But Singleton's a 227-pound back with long speed, explosiveness, just as everything you want, and apparently is the new team leader of Penn State as a sophomore, which also says something about who and what he is. All right, Morgan, number one.
All right, Ramon, I need my drum roll if you got it, but if not, it's okay. I'm going to go with thank you. I'm going to go with Quinshon Judkins. I mean, this guy shared time with Zach Evans, who
That's
went on
true.
To the NFL and had 1,567 yards and 16 touchdowns, sharing with the guy who almost had 1,000 himself. I mean, that is crazy. Now, I don't know if they can continue it again with two in a row or two backs there. They got another transfer that's coming in, I think, to help him out. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, if you can do that while sharing time, to me, you're the best.
Ramona, what are you what are you in an uproar about?
You'll see. I'll tell you in a sec.
In a sec?
Yeah, go ahead and give yours.
Yeah, my number one is Quinshon Judkins. Again,
they're the same.
Yeah, Judkins rushed for over 1,500 yards, a freshman.
What I was doing.
He has long speed. He has physicality. He runs through contact. And he also has tremendous short area quickness. He basically has every ingredient you want in a great running back. And by the way, I also gave out Ole Miss to go over that total of 7.5 because this is still going to be a loaded backfield. And not only that, but they have Jackson Dart. And Dart rushed for over 600 yards last year coming off a knee injury. And I think Dart is a tremendous athlete at quarterback. And I thought he got better all last year. I think Ole Miss is going to be a problem for people this year. More of a problem than people realize right now. Quickly, Morgan, we don't have real time for this, but give me your top three or four running back rooms.
So I've got a bunch of Big Ten. I got Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and then I threw in Arkansas because of the quarterback. And then I actually thought about Boise State, too, as an honorable mention because they got two running backs that are pretty good.
Yeah, you were doing so well until you got to Boise State. I like those other picks, and I agree with the Jefferson fact. I want to actually talk more about that next week. The element of the quarterback run game as a part of this conversation. All right, we're done. Thanks to Morgan Thomas, great work. Thanks to Morona for making it go. The Tennessee Volunteers lead 4-0 as we speak.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Like, what is going on? Like, I felt like I was lost, and I'm like, I cover sports. I know this. And again, I'm a knucklehead fan on the radio, but I'm like, what is this? And then I'm seeing Slurve, and I'm going, what? Like, am I gone?
The Diehards, weeknights from 8 to 10 Eastern on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King starts now.
We're bringing class back to primetime.